Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Lower Extremity Review, LER Magazine, UK Health Radio, and Populate, electronic medical records. We've got a great doubleheader live from Israel. We got Dr. Shire Efrati. He's the co-founder of Aviv Clinics. He's the author of the upcoming book, Beyond Normal. He is one of the leaders in the hyperbaric oxygen treatment world for brain concussions. He'll be joining me along with returning Bill Crawford, longtime fitness educator and guru, gym owner. He's a National Fitness Hall of Fame teammate, and he's a recipient recently of their Lifetime Achievement Awards. Then the Sports Doctor's in with some Dr. Bob Wisdom, your emails. But live from Israel, Dr. Shire Efrati, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hi, happy to be with you.
Great. Give us some background on yourself and the clinics.
So I'm a physician. My basic started in internal medicine, nephrology, clinical pharmacology, and hyperbaric medicine. And I'm also professor at the Tel Aviv University, the Medicine and Neuroscience School. And actually what our group is interested in is how we can enhance performance and go beyond normal. When I'm saying that, I'm referring that to people who are at the normal for age, no matter how we call it, but they want to get better than that. And either if you are elite athletes or elite performers that want to perform better, or on the other side, if you're injured and your wish is to be able to do something even if you are not got into the normal. So that's what we are dealing with, how we can enhance the performance no matter where you stand.
Yes, I find it interesting. And I had your colleague on last year, Dr. Amir Hadani. And again, we were talking about how your clinics, you're looking to transform the way people age, make a difference there. Also in the world of high performance, again, when we're talking big time sports, these are huge topics, Dr. Efrati, on the Sports Doctor. And the specialties, hyperbaric oxygen, I have been highlighting probably at least 5 years. On the Sports Doctor, we've had Hillary Loftus with the Howe Foundation and the hyperbaric oxygen, recently George Vivanco, and you're one of the leaders. There's a lot of excitement with the hyperbaric oxygen and brain performance, isn't there?
Indeed, and it's not only brain performance, it's also about the mitochondria. And as you all know, especially those who are dealing with the sport, mitochondria is the energy generator that we have within the cell. And actually, with the certain protocols that we develop, but that has to be that. It's not hyperbaric oxygen as is. It has to be a specific protocol when you are going to a certain amount of pressure and then going down. By doing that, we are actually playing with the dissolved oxygen in a manner that being sensed at the mitochondrial level, just like hypoxic training of the mitochondria. It's an interval
training. You know
what's
interesting, Dr. Efrati, in podiatry, the wound care and the world of wound care has been involved with hyperbaric oxygen for a long, long time. The attention on the brain side, the mitochondria side, is a new direction, which is one of the areas you people are really pioneering. You know, in English, we're looking to enhance healing and enhance recovery, right?
Indeed. Indeed true. And indeed, the mitochondria is a major target organ. That's, again, that's the energy generator. The mitochondria sense only the dissolved oxygen. And when we are taking somebody into hyperbaric environment, we have the privilege to challenge the mitochondria. But instead of challenging from down, what we are doing usually at extreme exercise, we are challenging that from above. And by that, we are benefiting also the better environment that enables the muscle, the blood vessels, and even the brain to perform better and enhance recovery and better building up. More mitochondria, more neurons, more blood vessels. And that's, of course, been reflected by the relevant...
Yes. What's been the response from, whether it's professional sports, you know, the Olympics we just saw over the past couple of months, World Series is coming up. So what's been the response in the world of big-time sports with the side of enhancing performance that you're talking about?
As you know, world records are being broken, not because the babies that are born today are babies that better than the babies that were born a decade ago. The reason that world records are being broken is because we take advantage of the science and the new research that we have and implant it to the daily practice. And that's what's being done. Yes. And the reflection of that, if you are taking an elite athlete, it means that if you have more mitochondria and better function of the mitochondria, it means that your VO2 max will be better. It means that your anaerobic pressure
will be better. Yes, when you combine that, and when you combine that with what we all see, bigger, faster, stronger in all sports, in both sexes, it's very, very exciting. Of course, the concern, and one of the big, big topics on the sports doctor is, again, the two things everybody cares about, Dr. Friday, which is number one, preventing injuries, reducing a lot of these overuse injuries, other kinds of injuries, and also, you know, enhancing performance. What's the website people could find out information about the clinics?
So people can write down Aviv Clinic, okay, or Aviv Scientific, and they can log in and find some more data. Or people can also write Beyond Normal and download the book that is already available on Amazon, and there is a whole chapter on enhanced performance. Okay, so
yes,
people can
title,
go to
the
two
way,
and
Doc,
get some more knowledge.
Yes, it's a great title. You know, the Beyond Normal. It means a lot of things to a lot of individuals. Who's involved with what you're doing in the United States?
So, a lot, actually.
Right.
So if we are speaking with actually a lot. And
that's why you're
and
on the sports,
you know,
doctor, my friend.
So you have the whole range. You have the range of people who have injuries. For example, one of the most common injuries in football and also in other sports related to concussion.
Big time. Huge topic.
That's
where I featured these the guests I was telling you about, various organizations, you know, that are very excited about the hyperbaric oxygen help they're seeing when it comes to concussions and the traumatic brain injuries. And there's been a lot of excitement here. And so what are some of these groups that are working with what you're doing?
So people are, you know, you have the option, especially these kind of teams, of this league of professionals, they are coming to the Aviv Clinic in Florida. And this is very important to do it right, because what we are doing, you know, in concussion, if you are doing standard MRI or standard CC, you want the CT of the brain, you won't see anything. In order to see the damage, see what you are dealing with, you need to do metabolic imaging of the brain. So one of the core elements is to diagnose appropriately. Highly important. Highly important. So once you diagnose that appropriately, and that can be done with metabolic imaging done at the Aviv Clinic, you can treat it. And treat it appropriately, not with a tube filled with air or a sack full of air? Will people take the higher end of our research and say that this is a FRATI protocol and we are giving the treatment that the FRATI has investigated? This is not it. If you have to do it, you should do it right and don't play with your health. So especially people who are professional, in whom the physiological aspects are of significant importance,
so
they should do it by professionally.
Are you dealing with the world of neurosurgery or neurology? And what are some of the specialties that, because again, the world of the protocols, the challenges of concussions in all ages, in all different sports, both sexes. One of my favorite guests deals with the female side of concussions, pink concussions, Snedeker, in that regard. But again, you're talking proper protocol. And so Aviv Clinic's involved in the Florida area?
Indeed, true. Aviv Clinic is in Florida area. It's near Orlando. And you said female football, and that's a big issue. It's very interesting that for female athletes who are playing football, the percentage of post-concussion is higher than probably the males. And we have been treated several of these, and once you treat it, you fix it. The main issue is, first of all, to be aware, not to ignore. The second is, after you are aware and you are not ignoring, is to do a proper diagnosis with the appropriate metabolic imaging in the brain. And once you diagnose, you have a certain protocol that you need to do and reevaluate afterwards to make sure that it's okay. It's just like, you know, if somebody have an ankle sprain, you will not see it in a standard x-ray, okay? You need to do something else in order to see the inflammation, the damage.
Yes, this is why there's been so much new attention. You know, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, if a football player got his head wrong, he'd come to the sidelines, they'd say, hey, how many fingers? And if he guessed the right amount, he went back in the game.
Yes.
Today, there's much, much more attention. And we have experts in all these fields, the identification of concussions, you know, how soon can you return to activity? All this attention, for instance, with that football quarterback, with the coming back to football after his third concussion. So there's tremendous attention, including, again, the diagnosis and the treatment and some of these protocols, because it's still a real challenge involving. And have you found that the attention to this education by the medical, the pediatric field, the sports field has become much more in tune to the importance of the proper protocols?
The attention is higher than in the past, but still, you know, the athletes themselves try to ignore it or to hide it, because the motivation to continue to play is high.
Yes, at such a big, great linebacker, the Bears, Brian Urlacher, years ago, the Hall of Famer, he said, if I got my bell rung, I came to the sidelines, I told them my foot hurt. So they wouldn't.
Yeah.
So that you made a very big point with the challenge of getting, including these kids and these athletes, to admit that they're dealing with something, so that attention could be paid because they don't want to get out of the game. That's a big point, Doc.
And more than that, for them, you know, being at the age of 40 or 50 at with dementia, it's not relevant, because 40 seems to them the end of the world, okay, especially if they are 20 or 25 or if they are children. But 40 comes, I'm speaking to you, I'm 54, okay? So also to me, at the age of 20, I was thinking, ooh, 50, who would think about it? But they are reaching that age, and then they have early dementia, early Alzheimer. It's terrible. So the most important thing is to know and to realize that there is a cost for that. And the cost is, first of all, to yourself, which is significant. And once the athletes, their parents, their family member, their wife will be more aware, and once the coach will not, let's say, enjoy the hiding, okay, because also if I'm the coach of the team, I want this player to play. I don't think about the what will happen 5 years from today or 10 years from today.
What are the great dilemmas, Dr. Frati? This is one of the great dilemmas. There is no safe tackle football, period. And contact sports are contact sports. And this is some, and again, you know, pro football is the biggest sport in the United States times 100. And these are some of the real conundrums and challenges regarding the fact of what these players are facing potentially, and the whole CTE world and a lot of these other things. And this is why education is such an important point, isn't it?
Indeed true. Indeed true, and we need to promote that, and we need to push that. And we should say to everybody that if you have concussion, if you're not focused enough, don't hide it, because you will play less good in the next game. And if we will treat you, you will be okay. It's just like injuring the leg, okay? You cannot run fast enough if your leg is injured. You should rest. And you have the legitimacy to take the time to recover. And once we realize that, and once we explain that, and we need to explain it again and again and again, okay? And I'm telling also from my side.
1 minute.
But the hyperbaric world is a weapon, isn't it? The hyperbaric world done properly is a weapon, isn't it? Doc, give us the website again where they've got to find out more information about the clinics and the great work you guys are doing.
Just write Aviv Clinic. And you will find us. And
AVIV.
AVIV.
AVIV. AVIV. Dr. Cher, exactly. Shai Hafrati, I'm glad we got you, man. And to keep up the great work, you're definitely going to come back with us. Hold on. Hold on, Shire. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights. About a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, podiatrist, is your EMR system slowing you down? Upgrade to Populate, the artificial intelligence-powered electronic medical records for podiatry practices. With an easy-to-use interface and simple workflows, you'll spend 40% less time in your EMR while collecting 10% more. Switching to Populate is simple. With their top-tier support, visit PopulateEMR.com today. Start enjoying medicine again. PopulateEMR.com.
Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. I want to introduce returning Bill Crawford. Bill is a longtime fitness educator. He's really one of the fitness world's gurus, gym owner. He's a teammate on the National Fitness Hall of Fame. He's also fairly recent recipient of their great Lifetime Achievement Award. Bill Crawford, welcome back to the Sports Doctor, my friend.
Dr. Bob Weil, thanks. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, and it's an honor to be on your show again. Things are really looking up for you, and all that you do in the fitness world is very much appreciated.
Well, thank you, my friend. Bill, give us some background on yourself and the whole world of fitness. Bill also, he might have had the first Nautilus machines in the country back in the 70s. Give us some background, Bill.
Pretty close. Okay, so I was an athlete. I wasn't a bodybuilder. I got into this through fitness. I grew up in Colorado in the mountains where being a resident of that kind of environment lends to fitness. It's a consequence of the environment. I went to Los Angeles. I noticed that people were deconditioned about that time. I got into the fitness business with Nautilus. I met Arthur Jones early on, and we developed the first Nautilus clubs in Los Angeles, had a chain, and Nautilus introduced weight resistance exercise to the masses because it was easy to get in the machines. You couldn't do it wrong. The way that they were equalized resistance, compatible with the rotary joints and set up in a line.
Yeah, I can't believe you're one of the pioneers. You know, and my background was the late great Bob Guyton in the late 70s when I first met him. We had the Nautilus machine, so I can't believe he had that common history. But go ahead.
Nautilus machines are great. I still have them as long, and I also have the Medix machines, which is the evolution of the Nautilus. And they're very popular in Austria, Switzerland, Germany, Dubai. You don't see too many of them in the U.S. because they're prohibitively expensive and you have to teach people how to use them. But when you want the real quality, that's it.
You've got quite a background, again, the sports medicine side of things. You've worked with teams. You've worked with athletes. Give us a little bit of history of some of these groups or athletes you might have worked with over the years.
Well, the timing of that one is pretty good because the Los Angeles Dodgers are about to play the New York Yankees again, and I was involved in the first one in 1981, and that's when one of my clients, Steve Yeager, when they won the World Series, he got MVP. And he was also my spokesman during that period of time, so it worked out really well for everybody.
Yes, and you know, but the Yankees team doctor, Dr. Chris Ahmad's a frequent guest of mine. So we got both ends going on, man. Of course, you know,
this is
so exciting if it's the Yankees and the Dodgers, isn't it?
It's very exciting. It's the best matchup in the Major League Baseball. It really is. And unfortunately, we lost Fernando Valenzuela yesterday. That kind of broke everybody's heart a little bit. But
what happened?
Steve Yeager, he just was the recipient of the I Bleed Dodger Blue Award, the Tommy Lasorda Award. He just got that last week, so we're all very proud of him and very happy for him.
Tommy Lasorda, Billy Martin, Mickey
Mantle,
all of these tremendous traditions. And of course, the interaction at those kinds of levels where you're talking about high performance, you're talking about the tremendous attention to preventing injury, talking again about we're indicating enhancing performance, and has really gone into a lot of the teaching that you've been involved with your own gym and some of these areas, whether we're dealing with, you know, the adult population, preventing falling and the idea of the weekend warrior, or high-performance kids. The tremendous, you know, I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, because of the epidemic, in capital letters, of youth sports overuse injuries. You know, both physically and mentally, you've been in the middle of all that your whole career, haven't you?
You betcha. And you might remember, you know, back in the 70s, the coaches and the trainers frowned on weight resistance exercise. They said it would affect their performance. It would make them muscle bound. It was hard on the joints. It was hard on the cardiac muscle. Of course, then they would sneak in to places like my gym in Westlake Village, California, and they would train. And that's what made them a superior athlete, is that intense weight resistance exercise.
Yes, let alone the runners who, you know, wouldn't lift a weight in a million years. And you know, now there truly is not a serious athlete
who doesn't pay big attention to the areas of weight training, you know, let alone I'll throw my own pearl into the importance of the role of the foot when it comes
Absolutely.
To any sport at any level. And the tremendous, again, you know, the, one of the things that Guider would see members of the Bears, members of the Cubs, the Jimmy Connors, the John McEnroes. You know, McEnroe said, yep. I don't work out. Tracy Austin said, I don't lift weights. What, are you crazy? You made such an important point where, again, they were worried about, you know, causing muscle bound or whatever. Now it's a huge part of it at every level, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, the medical community frowned on it as well. And it's funny, just yesterday I spoke to the annual nursing symposium of Barrow's Neurological Institute, 200 nurses in there, and I was telling them all about the benefits of weight resistance exercise, which I believe is medicine. If you could take all the benefits of weight resistance exercise and put them in a pill, you would certainly have the wonder drug of the millennium. And this is alternative medicine. If you want to have mobility and good health into your 90s, you have to lift weights. You got to be thin, and you have to lift weights.
You know, it's interesting. I call it the new medicine on the sports doctor, which is number one, eat smarter. We'll let you all define what smarter means. We all understand it. Number two is keep moving. Whether you go to the gym,
Absolutely.
Whether you're a walker, whatever it is, keep moving. And number three is reduce stress. And whatever way you choose, and it's interesting how, again, I love that term, the idea of a let's go resistance training, weight training, whether you're 90 years old or whether you're 11 years old, tremendous value. And you're so right, with medicine reluctantly came along and started to become big participants in this. You know, the idea of the nutrition side and some of these other sides, and the idea, again, of even serious sports when it was, gosh, with Jack LaLanne and Guider with the rubber bands and so many different kinds of exercises being involved in resistance training.
Exactly. It's funny. I spent a few hours with Jack LaLanne's wife a couple of weeks ago. I flew out to her home in California, and we had a great visit. And
she's still doing push-ups, right?
She is. At 98 years of age.
Yes, we were there, of course, the National Fitness Hall of Fame, that fantastic organization, and she was there giving a talk a couple of years ago. She did a few push-ups, and then, you know, got involved. Talk a little bit more about the wonderful Elaine LaLanne.
She's just wonderful. She's working on a movie right now with Mark Wahlberg, who's going to be portraying Jack LaLanne. It's going to be a great story. She recently wrote a book with our mutual friend, Greg Justice, and there's a little piece on me in that book about when Jack LaLanne and I met. I was opening up a Nautilus Club in Los Angeles. My friends told me I was crazy. My family said, you shouldn't be going down this road. It's a fad. He came in and he said, look, kid, this time fitness is here to stay. You're on the right track. Keep it up. And that really encouraged me to go forward. Back to rubber bands, I've got a website called gymtogo.com. And this is where I developed a great resistance exercise program utilizing rubber bands for the U.S. Navy to use on their nuclear submarines. And that's of interest to a lot of people that might not have access to gyms or they don't have room in their home for equipment.
Yes, you could challenge the best athlete in the world or use a six-year-old figure skater and benefit from rubber band resistance, which requires all sorts of control and stability. You got to know what you're doing. You have to have a proper technique. It's funny, you mentioned pride and discipline. December 15th, 2021, both Elaine LaLanne, Greg Justice were guests of mine on The Sports Doctor. If you go to my website, you can go to bbsradio.com / The Sports Doctor. You can listen to that show when they were developing, putting together the book, Pride and Discipline. Isn't it an incredible story that they're going to come out with the movie? And with Wahlberg,
Let me tell you what's going on behind the scenes, Doc. So we're going to work on getting the Smithsonian Museum in Washington D.C. to put an exhibit in, which would replicate the gym that he had in his home, which still has some of his very first innovative homemade gym equipment. He didn't have the mechanical expertise and the engineering skills that Arthur Jones had, but they both shared a vision, and they were light years ahead of their population at that time. And if we can get that museum to put in his home gym that he had and the equipment that he designed, like the very first
I think
first
it's going to be an easy sell. I think it's going to be an easy sell. As I'm talking to you, I'm picturing Jack LaLanne in the black and white TV, the guy with his nine-inch waist doing all those exercises. Yep. And, of course, our great teammate on National Fitness Hall of Fame, Galad Jankiewicz, with his, with his shows. Galad, you know, the guy had that gig out in Hawaii. We never knew how he were able to do it. What's the website, Bill, people could find out about you, your gym, and everything that you do?
BasicTrainingScottsdale.com. No spaces.
Okay, BasicTrainingScottsdale.com. How long have you been out there with the gym?
Debbie and I, my wife and I, have had this gym here since 1996. And it's, you know, one gym, high end. That's all we do. And I train probably 12, 14 hours a day, 7 days a week in my one-on-one facility. I also have the medical medics machines for rehabilitation of the lumbar spine, cervical neck, and knee. And we're busy. We have a waiting list, and we have people that come from all around the world to see the gym and to train with me. So we're
fortunate. What's Debbie's role with you?
Debbie runs the scheduling. She signs people up. She trains on the MedX side. You know, she's worked with me now for 25 years, so she's a top trainer. She knows what she's
doing.
Yeah,
I couldn't tell with both you guys who's getting who in the best shape. I knew that you were both on the same on the same team. And again, you know, some of these histories. Talk a little bit about the National Fitness Hall of Fame and your involvement. When were you inducted? What year was that?
2012.
Right.
Yeah, I was inducted in 2012, and then I served as their board chair for, I think, 3 years, and I went back to Washington. I met with two different surgeons generals, and this was about the Step It Up program, and that was where...
Yes, the Figarellis. You know, he recently passed away, the late, great, you know, John Figarelli, and the work that they did over the years, way back in the beginning with the Schwarzeneggers and the Dr. Goldmans and some of the others and the John Abdos and Guida. And it was just a fantastic effort. And it's really great to see what's been going on with the... When was the origination of the National Fitness Hall of Fame?
I'm not exactly sure when he started it.
Get John to call in and tell us.
Yeah, John. The first time John contacted me, I thought, who is this guy? You know, is this real? And then I found out that it certainly was legitimate. And, you know, I've been a part of it and loved it. And I love the fact that we all, like yourself, we share this accolade. And I support the National Fitness Hall of Fame because I want to keep them strong and vibrant because that adds value to all of our accolades that we all share. And he's always coming out with something, you know, new information, new events. I know that he's going to induct Tom Campanera of Total Gym into the as a Lifetime Achievement Award here coming up within the next year. So I think we're all going to meet out on the West Coast and celebrate Tom and his exciting career in this industry.
Yeah, we're going to come back and talk about more of all of it. We're talking with Bill Crawford, fitness expert, longtime fitness guru, Lifetime Achievement Award recipient, National Fitness Hall of Fame. When we come back, it's the Sports Doctor. Right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears. Beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, Mum and Dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, podiatrist, is your EMR system slowing you down? Upgrade to Populate, the artificial intelligence-powered electronic medical records for podiatry practices. With an easy-to-use interface and simple workflows, you'll spend 40% less time in your EMR while collecting 10% more. Switching to Populate is simple with their top-tier support. Visit PopulateEMR.com today. Start enjoying medicine again. PopulateEMR.com. Hey, we are back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. We're talking in the fitness world and history with Bill Crawford, longtime gym owner, educator, and lifetime achievement award recipient of the National Fitness Hall of Fame. And in between segments, you threw out this fact I didn't realize because both of us were talking so much about Jack LaLanne, Elaine LaLanne, the upcoming movie, the book. And you mentioned that Jack was a chiropractor. I didn't know that. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, he was a chiropractor. So he was educated in anatomy and physiology way before he started his exercise show. But what happened was during that period of time in the 50s, The medical community, the doctors, didn't like chiropractors at all. They were very frowned upon.
Yes, that was a really, so they were exonerated.
Exactly. So Jack had a gym in the Bay Area where he would train clients, and some of his clients were MDs, and he would not tell them that he was a chiropractor because he was afraid that they would stop training with him. So they kind of kept that under the wire.
You know, yes. And what the, you know, it's interesting, Guida's Sports Fitness Institute was owned by a chiropractic physician. And I've had one chiropractor, I've had 100 on over these decades on the Sports Doctor,
sure.
Bill. And what's interesting is that profession, whether you think of nutrition or hands-on or exercise, it truly was the chiropractic profession that introduced medicine to all of that stuff. And that's something that surprises people and a lot of our MD friends.
Yeah, it's very holistic, very natural.
Yes.
And there's a lot of value to it. And I'll tell you, the chiropractors, myself, most of us are doing this because we love our work and we love helping others. And in my younger years, I was lucky enough to find something that I love to do. For me, this isn't work. I love what I do, and I wouldn't do anything else. I feel sorry for people that haven't found
you know,
work
Bill,
in their
talk
lives
a little bit about the challenges in youth sports with the tremendous pressure to play, the overuse, and some of these other problems, a lot of the improvements that we've made in those areas. I know you've always been involved in the youth sports world. What are some of your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are that weight resistance exercise, when you train the muscles in isolation, will make a better athlete. What you have to be careful of are some of these old exercises from antiquity, deadlifts, squats, where you really put a lot of stress on the joints. I don't really support that. And in the younger years, before adolescence, during adolescence, I think you should do weight resistance exercise, but you can't overload it. You can't do harm on the joints. You got to be real careful. In other words, you got to know what you're doing. Some of the deepest pockets of ignorance that I've ever seen are athletic trainers in high school sports and college sports. For some reason, they're stuck in a time warp, and they have not advanced with the modern technology and the things that we have learned about evidence-based weight resistance exercise. But, you know, it's coming along. The information's getting out there. We're making progress. But I totally support
Yeah, how do you
sports.
Find the I mixing totally in of the world of free weights? That's what I always liked about rubber bands. Was that, you know, imagine you're holding a dumbbell or a rubber band, and you yep. need to stabilize its position. You need to be able to be in control. How do you feel about the free weight world regarding all the machine technology that you think so highly of?
Well, there's good machines and there's bad machines. And dumbbells have been around for thousands of years. The problems with dumbbells is they provide resistance against straight line gravity, straight up and down. So all of our joints, as you well know, are rotational axis, and when you're going through the range of motion, there's a segment of that range of motion where there's no resistance because the weight is transferred from the muscle to the bone. So the engineering, like in the Nautilus machines, there's a cam that redirects that energy, and it equalizes the resistance through the full range of motion. And the rubber bands are the next best thing because they provide progressive resistance, but they provide it through the full range of motion.
Yeah, so what's that website again, Bill, with your rubber band program? What was that site again?
gymtogo.com, gymtogo.com.
Yeah, I think that's an important point that we want to be able to have people have access to, because, again, that proper technique, of course, is so important in all aspects. I remember when Nautilus first came out, and it was like, you know, a single rep or something like that. It was these revolutionary kind of thought.
Exactly.
That must have been quite exciting to know the founder. What was his name again? Jones?
Arthur Jones. I was so lucky to meet him.
He was a fascinating character, isn't it? Wasn't he?
He was, and I worked extensively with him for many, many years. I actually represented him in Europe, setting up some MedX facilities. I learned so much from him, and that's the foundation for a lot of my training.
What was his background or profession per both se,
of his,
Bill?
Both of his parents were MDs, and his sister was an MD. He didn't want to be a doctor, but he had a fascination with lifting weight. His interests were in mechanical engineering, building things, making things, and being an entrepreneur. So when he took up bodybuilding, he immediately noticed that there were deficiencies in the strength curves of barbells and dumbbells. And he said, how can I make this better? The first approach was chains, because if you lift a chain off of the ground, in the very beginning, it's easy, but as you lift it up and more links come off the ground, the gravitational pull is greater, and that defeats the mechanical advantage that you have with your bones aligning to carry the weight. But the problem is it was a little too heavy. So then he started thinking, how can I make it perfect? He started working with levers and pulleys and cams, and he was able to devise a cam which equalized the resistance through the full range of motion. And his thing was, for the four most important components of weight resistance exercise, number one, train with equalized resistance through the full range of motion. Number two, train to muscle fatigue. And train the muscles in isolation, one at a time. So you use those components, and you'll have success in building muscle without injury. And that's the whole key, is to be able to do this without injuring yourself.
It's funny, you're the fastest growing sport in the country, pickleball. You know, I wrote an article in 2021 about that pickleball was physical when medicine didn't know how to spell the word pickleball. Now there's the biggest injuries because you got all these seniors jumping in. You know, they got to get in shape first.
Yep.
What are your thoughts on the weight training world with the senior population, the weekend warriors? I've always found it very beneficial. What are your thoughts?
Totally, because you have to train for everything. And you take these people that haven't done anything and you put them on those pickleball courts with impact force. Watch out for your knees. Watch out for your hips. Watch out for your ankles. The orthopedic surgeons love this stuff because they're getting a tidal wave of new business.
You know, Bill, I knew the time
would fly with you. Train.
Besides your rubber bands, is there a general website people could find out about what you do? Give us that again, please, before we finish.
Sure. That's www.basictrainingscottsdale.com. No spaces.
Give it one more time, quickly.
Basictrainingscottsdale.com. Dr. Bob, it's always a pleasure talking with you. I love everything that you do.
Yeah, hold on, Bill. Hold on, Bill. Thank you so much again for joining us from Arizona. We'll be right back, everybody, with the Sports Doctors In segment.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, we are back. It's the Sports Doctor is In segment, where we preview some upcoming guests, topics, answer a few emails. Again, my website is back in action, thesportsdoctorradio.com. Thesportsdoctorradio.com. Take a look. We finally got it up and running, and we're excited about it. So it'll be great to hear some feedback. Wow, baseball, the Yankees and Dodgers, we talked about it briefly with Bill, one of our guests. It's so exciting. You know, we've had the team physician of the Yankees, Dr. Chris Amott, on numerous times in the past, and it's an exciting time again. You know, you couldn't get a bigger highlight film than the Yankees and Dodgers, my gosh, over the years. So that's some exciting stuff. We've got some great shows coming up. Live from Australia next week, Sue Williams returns. Sue is a sports hypnosis specialist. Sports hypnosis, a fascinating area. Again, the mental game, everybody knows what a big part of the sports doctor that area is. So we're looking forward to her. Then we're going to get local, Veronica Porter, Aunt V, and the whole world of growing things in the garden, healthy eating, all aspects of Aunt V that she's going to chime in with. So we're excited to have her back. Following week, Eric Wabena. He is the CEO of Baseball Blue Book. Baseball Blue Book initiated 1909. Eric's family, I think, has been owners of Baseball Blue Book for 40 years or so, give or take a few weeks. All excited about their new app, all things involved in the world of youth baseball. What's the best school to go to? What about coaching? What about specific training? All of these areas. I'm excited to be on their board of advisors on the sports medicine side, along with my colleague, the Chicago White Sox and Chicago Bulls team physician, orthopedist, Dr. Brian Cole. So we're going to talk all things Baseball Blue Book with Eric coming up. Some Dr. Bob wisdom. I just, again, like I mentioned, the mental game, sports psychology, mental training. Again, like I just mentioned, my guest next week, sports hypnosis, has become such a big topic over the past decade or two. What used to be considered voodoo. You know, the first baseball player that I had the honor of putting orthotics in his spikes, Chicago White Sox member of the Hit Club, Eric Soderholm, had a hypnotist part of his entourage helping him in the world of training. People thought he was nuts. We don't know if the team, Harvey Mizell, I think was his name, and the whole area of mental training has become a very, very big science-oriented topic. And this is something that we include on the Sports Doctor, whether we have a psychologist, psychiatry, psychology, social work, all aspects. It's a big deal. A few emails. Perry says, my sons, 11 and 12 years old, are active soccer players. They play on the traveling team. Both of them have had some concern with heel discomfort on and off over the past season or two. You know, Perry, you got to be aware there's a large growth center on the back and bottom of the heel. And it doesn't solidify and come together in boys till like 15, 16 years old. It's susceptible to stress. For years, I've talked about it. I never thought it was a good idea to have these cleats with these young kids with these cluster of cleats right underneath that heel, as well as the ball of the foot. Put your boys in multi-nub, multi-direction cross trainers to spread the stress. And if the heel problems persist, absolutely see podiatry. I've been putting orthotics in young soccer players' shoes for 40 years for this problem a lot, with great success. So when the heel problem is ongoing or persistent or recurring, you want to be taking a look at foot mechanics. You know, picture high arches, picture flat feet. Often the shearing forces are very commonly aggravating what can be irritated with any activity, running, jumping activity. We can aggravate those growth centers in the heel. Tina says, my daughter's a gymnast. And she's been involved. She's 13 years old. She's 5-6 days a week. Her arches are a problem. You know, Tina, when you're in gymnastics, you're in a barefoot sport. It's a challenge to get these kids to use any of these small little shoes for gymnastics. And we'll use the slip-on arch supports. And now some of them are available. CopperFit makes some adjustable arch supports that can be used on the barefoot. We've had great success with those. Sweeto makes type of a slip-on arch support, and you might want to get some feedback from podiatry involving what kind of slippers you might be in. I have prescribed soft, flexible arch supports over the years to be used in gymnastic slippers when I could sell these kids on using slippers. Besides also some of the treatment for the arch, plantar fasciitis, the large arch-like sleeve of tendon that covers the bottom of the foot is often irritated. And again, gymnastics is famous as other barefoot sports might be where shoes aren't available. Sal says, I'm a runner. I got your book, Cash Take a Sports Parents, for my daughters who are tennis players, talking about those two essential exercises. Yes, Sal, it's as important for you as it is for the kids. The two exercises concepts are, one, strengthen your feet and ankles. Use rubber bands. You can use balance boards. You can use mini trampolines. And those same pieces of equipment, one of my favorites is the sand dune stepper, where you can be working in balance. That's the second exercise concept. Strengthen and work on balance. Lots of exercises that you could be doing. I don't care what your sport is, what your age is, what your level is. Strengthening your feet and ankles, working on balance, very, very important. Include that in, Sal. Thanks, everybody. Thanks to our friends at BBS. See you next week at the Sports Doctor.